We are on Daf Pei Yomid Aleph. We're up to Itmam. But before we see Itmam, let us just refresh our memories. We just had a three-way machloikis, and then we'll come to the Itmam. By the small base, Ben Esrim Shonev Lehevi Shtei Saris, Yaviyo Raya Shehu Ben Esrim, Puhu Asoris, Lecholetz, Veloy Miyabim. So here it says that if we know that someone is Ben Esrim Shone, number one. Number two, Vlehevi Shtei Saris, and there's no Saris by 20, there's no Habo Saris by 20. Vuhu Asoris, and also he brought Simonis Rises. So we have these three factors, Simonis Rises, there was no Havos Shtei Saris by 20. So, and he's 20, so then we assume he's Avadei Soris. And the same thing, Bas Esrim Blei Hevio Shtei Saris, That's Divrei Beisilu. So Beisilu says that the shear of Biru, that one is an ironess or Zasoris, is if 20 years passed by, there's no Saris, and we have Simone Srisis or Simone Ironess. Ubeishame Oimrim Zeve Ze Bnei Shmoine Esrei. Beishame says this year is 18 years by both. Rabbi Lazar Oimar Hazocho Kedivrei Beisilu Unekeve Kedivrei Beishame. Neisha Isha Memaheres Lovei. Rabbi Lazar holds that Lifnei Ha'ish. That Rabbi Lazar holds that by an Isha, the Shir is 18 years without Saris and Simoni Aulonis, and by an Ish is 20 years with Simoni Srisis without Saris. Now, let us go to, and just one more thing, if there's no Simoni Srisis whatsoever, there's no Simoni Srisis and no Simoni Saris, so then we wait till 36, and if by 36 it does not bring Saris, which is Reif Shnoisov, then we say he's a Godel and a Soris is a Soris. After by 36, Reif Shnoisov, without Simoni Srisis. Itma. Ochal Chaylev mi ben Shteim Esrei v'yoim Echod ad ben Shmoine Esrei. Now the Rishonim say that here was Benilde by Simoni Soris. So the Rishonim say the Loshen is very misleading over here. So Loshen Zocha, Benilde by Simoni Soris, which Sicha is Mashmetza Zocha, but the Rishonim say that we're speaking about an Akeda. Because we're speaking about Rav would not paskin by a Zocha like by Shammai. So, Kochach, we're speaking about an Akeve. An Akeve, Rabbi Elazar, was Machia, that an Akeve, the Shir is 18 years. So now we're speaking about an Akeve. Now, what happened? Ochal Chaylev, so this Akeve went and ate Chaylev, mi ben shteim esrei v'yoim echod, ad ben shmoine esrei, ad ben shmoine esrei. That means in this period of time, from 12, normally, a ketana becomes a gdoilo, la'ache yud beishonim. So she ate chaylev, la'ache yud beishonim, till in this period, the span of time, till shmoine esrei. V'neudu boy simoni soris means neudu boy simoni islandis. U'la'acha mikan hevi shtei saris. Now, what would seem that if 18 years pass by, she brought Simoni Islandis, she did not have Shtei Saris, so So that already is a siman that she's an islandess. Let's elaborate. If let's say she bought Simone islandess when she's 17, so that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that she's an islandess. It could very well mean that she's a ktana, and she'll bring Saris by 17, so I'll say she just became a gdela now. But if 18 years passed by, and she didn't bring Saris, and she bought Simone Islanders, so now I know she's an Islanders, and Rav Omar Nase Saris Lamafreya. So now I say that she's a gdela. The Lashon is very unclear over here. That means now I know that this person, this Isha, was always an islandess. And that is why she didn't bring Saris when she was 12 years old, because an islandess doesn't bring Saris when she's 12 years old. So I say that she's a gedoyla from 12 years old. And we'll see, and if she ate chalev, so Lemaise, we'll see, Taisha says she gets malchus, so she ate chalev alza gedoyla. Ushmul oma koton hoyo ba'isa sho. And Shmuel says that he was a koton, that she was a ktana ba'isa sho. If she ate before 18, she's a ktana. Now, Shmuel holds that when she brings the Simone Islandess, which is 18, with the Isares, so then, when it's Nisbarer, that she's an Islandess, then she becomes a Gdoila. So Shmuel holds she becomes a Gdoila by 18, and Rav holds she becomes a Gdoila by 12. Let us see Rashi. Itmar Garcina. Mi ben yud beis ad yud ches ati noikeskoi. We're not speaking about a zocha. We're speaking about a ketano. Ki Rabbi Elezer, the omar nekeve ki beishamai. That a nekeve is like beishamai, the shir is yud beishonim. That's bon raya ad yud ches. So yud ches is a nekeve, according to Rabbi Elezer. It's not mistava that Rav Paskin like Beishamai. So from the Yudches, we see he Paskins like Rabbi Elezer. Umeireishe nami shaminalei, that we're speaking about in the cave, the comma Yud Beis v'yoyim echot. It says we start from Yud Beis. V'ibetinik, if we're speaking about a zocha, ein zmani lohovi ad yud gimul shone v'yoyim echot beperk yoytzei doifim. The godless of a zocher starts Mishnais Yud Gimel. Mi ben Yud Beis. The poches mi Yud Beis v'loi heviyo vadek tanahi. Less than Yud Beis is ichak tan. Dos man avos beisaros l'tinoikis mi Yud Beis v'eilach b'perek yoytzei doifim b'meseches nida. Nase soris l'mafreya. So Rashi says we're speaking about a ktana. So, Aidi da Airi Beloshen Zocho, Ben Yud Beis, Ktani Soris. We were speaking about an islandess. Kivin Sha'ovro, Shnas Shmoine Esrei, Samamele, Kirabi Leza, Beloi Hevi, Avo Pisha Chozav Hevi, even though later they brought Saris, Eniklub. That's nothing. Those Saris later, as long as there was no Saris were brought till 18, so we say that's a simon of Srisis, of islandess. The Loyamrinan, we don't say Kivin da Hashta Isi. Now, let's say she brought Saris by 19. So I say Golimilse dat Hashta Kotenhave, the Besaris tol Yemilse, but I don't say Fakelta, there's a Katnes, till you bring Saris. When you bring Saris, you become a gdoila. I don't say that. Ela besoris marzikinelei. We're marzik that since she didn't bring Saris by 18, this is our soris. Chashvinen lo bas oinshin mishneim osa ve'ilach sha'oisa ru'uye lo'ovi. That means that just like every ketana, when she becomes yud beis, and she's ru'uye lo'ovi saris, so when she brings, she becomes a gdoila. So the din saris that is needed for godless was said by an isha who is a bas havor saris. But an islandess that is not a bas havor saris, so she becomes a gdoila with shanim alone. Shahoy saruya lahavi. This is this man where if she wouldn't be a saris, she'd be ruya lahavi. The Oma hai de loya isi, not because she's still a ktane, mishum de soris have, because he's a soris. Poho de sanya le kamon, ba filo hevi la acha mikam, even though you bring later, hareyu ki soris lechol dvorot, le mafreyu de koma. He means, the Barais will say later, the Zareik is Soros l'hodvov, l'mafreyu d'koma, means l'mafreyu is a Soros. U'mishneim osa ave g'doyle v'soros ave. U'shmul oma koton hoya v'oise sho. Shmul hold l'machzekina lei v'godol, elo mishmeina osa v'ilach, shu murzik b'soros. That means when it becomes nizbara through shonim and isaris and simone islandis that this person is she's an islandis, so then she becomes a gdoila. Shumurzik besoris. Vahod de sanya le kamon areyu kisoris lechol dvorot, mikando la habe koma. Avala mafreya habe koton. Vuhudin nami da filo loy hevi la achas man, kochoshiv le shmul koton ad yutres, a filo you won't bring saris later, you also a koton ad yutres. Mishum rav noket le lashminen reduce. Da af al gav de chozov hevi sorisu. Even though later they brought Saris, it's a Saris, and La Mafreya is the Godel from Shnas, she's a Gdela from Shnas Yud Beis. Just let me say over a lotion of Rab Chaim. Rav Svirelei, the Nase Godel, Bishonim Levat. Rav holds that a saris or an islandess becomes a godel b'shon levat, because they don't have saris. Kivin she'enoi bar havos b'saris. U'shmur sfirlei de be'inon davke simoni srisus legadlus. You need simoni srisus legadlus. And the simoni srisus on his barer, when the 18 by a ktan and 20 by Okay, Linas the Godorak, Mishosh and Eldeboy Simoni Soris. Darsami means that she didn't bring Saris and she brought Simone Islanders. That's the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. And Darsach Mir, there's a Chuvis HaRosh and Simon Lamed Gimel. The Rosh says, all these Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The shiur godless when a normal person becomes a godler, when a saris becomes a godler. This goes into shiurim which are halacha l'moshe misina. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef le Rav. So Rav Yosef est akashe according to Rav. Islandis le Rav Meya yehi lo knas. According to Rav, that a islandess, after she brings simonim from Mishnas Yud Ches, she becomes a gedoila from Mishnas Yud Beis. So the Gemara held, that Rabbi Yosef held,
So she becomes a gdoila, mishnas yud beis, like all other ktanis become gdoilas, mishnas yud beis. And every gdoila has a 6-month period of naris, and after the 6 months, they become an islandess. So Rabbi Yosef asked Akasha, Rav, according to Rav, that she becomes a gdoila by 12, so lechere she should be a nara by 12 for the first 6 months. Is islandess l'Rav Meir yehei lo knas? Rav Meir said a statement that there's no knas by an islandess. So lechere Rav Yosef asked, according to Rav, why not? We'll see Klor and Tosfos why this was a kasha dafka on Rav and not on Shmuel. Omale Abaye mikatnuso yotzuso lebogo. So Abaye said a teretz that by an islandess there is no zman of naretz. Mikatnuso yotzuso lebogo. That means that till 12 she's a ktano. When she becomes 12 years old already, she becomes a bagras. Before we go further, let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Zot Rashi. L'rav da'omba nasa godol ha'mafreye miyud beiz ve'ilach. Aylon is rameye yehelo knas chamishim kesef. That there should be knas. If someone was ma'anis, an aylon is, it should be knas. Alom etanya b'meseches ksubis. Aylon is ein lok. Loi knas, v'loi pitui beilo naris, v'mukmina lo ke rameya, dom a ktano ein lo knas. Rameya odz a ktano doesn't have a knas, v'ailunis, hoyul v'ein lo saris, ktane hi b'yomim shohoysa ru'uya le naris. That since she doesn't bring saris, so she's a ktane, v'loi mbrine kivin shovri yutches, v'loi heivio nasis g'doyle le mafreye, L'chayiv knas esa oinsa b'imei naris. We don't say that afterwards, after yudches, that there should be a chayiv knas. Amalei abaye mikatnuso yotzuso lebogo. L'oilom nasis gdoilo l'mafreya. She becomes a gdoilo from 12. V'ho da'in lo knas l'rameya. That from katnes she becomes a boigres. The naris besimonim kluyim. The halacha of naris, that there are two stages. There's a stage of naris, and then 6 months later there's a stage of boigres. That is dafke if the godless comes through simonim, through saris. Vizu she'ein lo simonim. But a ktane that doesn't have simonim, she doesn't bring saris. Chashvinin kol yemei katnuso ktano, ubei naris boigris. And as soon as the yemei naris come, so she's a boigris. Bizu bizu la rabmei ain lo knas. And both of them don't have a knas. Avala rabona. According to the Rabbonin, islandess be mekatnusa yesh lo knas. An islandess does have knas, calls man, she's a ktana. The Rabbonin pligi alev omri ktano yesh lo knas. They hold that a ktana does have knas. Ye mekatnus ach name also shone b'yeimecha. Now let us see Tosfos. Ochal chaylev mi ben yud beishone Va'ad ben yudches, so Tosfos says, v'nikeva ayri, we're speaking about a nikeva, uchei rabbi leza, va'aydi de nokat loshen zocha, nokat simoni soris, le nokat simoni islandess. Now how do we know to say this? The loim mistava le meima de sovri lo kebe shamay. Tzicha not mistava, that Rav and Shmuel should paskin like be shamay. So koch, they paskin like rabbi leza. And we're speaking about a nekeve. Ula'acha mikan hevi saris. Revus enokat. The afal pishei visaras, even though there was havo saras. Laimrinin di goli milsala mafreya shoyekotten ad achshav shei visaras. We see that this is, if there was havo saras, our kolchoch till now was katnis.
So the Chiddush is, according to both of them, that the Saris later do not change her status. As long as there was no Avor Saris,
mid Achnas Yutres, already we assume that this is a Saris, and the Godless is either Mishnas Yutres or Mishnas Yutbeis. Nase soris lemafreya, veloki al chaylev sha'ochal. So Taisva says, you'll get malchus. You'll get malchus that we started off, v'chashvina lo bas onshim, Rashi said, but Taisva says, veloki al chaylev sha'ochal. She'll get malchus, veloi choshe bas ro'asofi. So Taisva says, L'chayil is a problem. If you hold Asro Sofik, Loishmo Asro, so L'chayil, when she ate a chaylev, when she was 12 years old, so, that's, so as we tell her, that if you eat chaylev, you're going to get malchus. So L'chayil, how can we tell her this? We don't know. Afal Gav, the Bishas Asro, Yosofik, Shema Yovi Saris Koidim Yudches. Maybe if she'll bring Saris Koidim Yudches, so now she's a Ktane, and then it'll come out she's a Gdoila from when she bought the Saris. So Taisva says, the Hashtami Goli Lamafreya Shoya Godle Bishas Asro. So Taisva says, Abal Koponim, now is he Goli Milsala Mafreya, that he was a Godle. Now, the hikaze v'chaze v'hikaze is speaking about such a case. You had a child, and we don't know who his father is. It's a suffix, ben tes l'rishin, ben zayin l'achrein. We don't know, one of these two people are his father, we don't know which one. And he hit both of them. So, Mamonim Shechis Chayim Misi, Zichir hit his father. So, there it's called Asro Sofik, and here it's not called Asro Sofik. So, the Pnei Yeshua, in Kuntres Achen, in Kedushin, Eis Sadikimu, explains the status of Baruch Hashem. So he says, the gedder of Asro Sofik is, if there's a Sofik beguf ha'isa. That means, let's talk about hika ezer v'chozo v'hika ezer. That means, when bishas dahako, that let's say there's a Sofik, if Yaakov, there's two people, there's Yaakov and Yitzhak, and I don't know if Yaakov is Reuven's father or Yitzhak is Reuven's father. So now when he goes and hits Yaakov, he cannot be Masrim. If you're going to hit Yaakov, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. Because who says Yaakov is a father? In the same way when he hits Yitzhak. Now, after he hit both, I know he's hit a father. But b'shas da hako, I don't know, and I still don't know, I don't know that if who is the father. Ma she'en ken over here, lefi she'en sofik begufa isa. Here in the gufa isa, the chaylev, this is a chaylev. So I'm telling that if you eat chaylev, you're gonna get there's a chiyuv malchus for the achila of this chaylev. V'imkein arei hisra boi bevadei al teichel chayle. That's the asro. For achilas chaylev, there's a chiyuv malchus. V'ahaf al gav. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a pertinent question. She'enei yodu alem imhu bar onshim. There's another shal. How can you say, I'll get malkes? Maybe I'm a cotton. Ein ze inyan le'iker hasro klal. So the Pnei Yeshua says, a yesod. If you're a Ba'chiyuva, if you're not a Ba'chiyuva, that has no shaykhis at all with the Hasro. Doloi ishtamit bishum duchte she'eidei Hasro tzrichin she'yeidu she'hamusur hu baron. She doesn't say any place that the Eidei Hasro have to know that the person they were masters are baronshin. El Sanhedrin choykrin al zeh. That's the job of the Sanhedrin. That's not the job of the masre. The masre just has to make it clear that this is achevtze di yisure, this is chaylev, and an chaylev, and an achilas chaylev on gets malchus. That's what you have to know. That's it. And that he was informed. So now that he became this barer, he goli milsam afreya alibe derav, that you are godel then? So fine. So you chayim malkis. Mashen came vehike zeh vechos avike zeh. It never is nisbarer who the father is. So each akor is a sofik. If this is akor, that is a mechayiv of an einish. Let us see the taisvus yeshonim by the small aleph ubezen niche. Now, the Gemara says that if a person is moiser, noiser, you don't get malchus. There's a machloikis, why you don't get malchus. One mandiyoma says, because it's a tzalav shame by maiser. Another mandiyoma says, because it's a schosophic. So we'll see soon, what's the schosophic? Because there'll never be nisbarer that asro will be asro svadai. The bishor shehischu loy al toysir adayin yesh shehus bayoim loichloy. Besayif hayim lekele meimer di efshel letzamtzem. So the Taisvis Yeshonim says as follows. If you come over to a person, and let us say we have 5 minutes before Alois HaShacha, it's going to become Noisa, let's say, by Alois HaShacha. It's 5 minutes before Alois HaShacha. And we come over, the Edom come over to this person, and they tell him, if you won't eat now, the halacha is that Ascho has to be Teich Kedei Dibo from the Lav. So, if we hold lav shein by maisa loiken olav. So they have to come, but they have to be maska toich kdei dibo terabeira salav. So they come over to him and they tell him, it's the loisa shacha, 6 o'clock. They come over to him and tell him, if you won't eat, right now you're gonna get malchus. That's not true. Who said? Could be, I won't eat now, and I'll eat the next minute. I won't eat 5 to 6, I'll eat 4 to 6. So memele, so that is not, you can't tell me bebriris that for not eating 5 to 6 I'll get malchus. I can eat 4 to 6. You master 4 to 6, so it's also not bebriris I get malchus. I can eat 3 to 6. And lemaise, the last rega, which it's possible to eat, which then is not asro sofik. That means theoretically, if we're speaking, let's say, a kezayis of noisa, and it takes, let's say, 20 seconds to eat a kezayis, so theoretically, if the edim could be masrehim, toich de dibo to the last 20 seconds, and they'll tell him, if you don't eat now, you're gonna get malchus, so theoretically, that should help. But Taisvis says, it's impossible to be mitzamtzim to tell him that for not eating now you're going to get malchus, because it's the yevshel tzamtzim, not the exact amount of time it will take in order to eat it, and we're up to this the last man. If you don't eat it now, you're going to get malchus. Avol hoche misbara adova shayagodol b'shoa shochol chaylev v'gam ki hoysa asrov adois. But over here it's misbara adova that it was chaylev. We know Claude told him this is chaylev. This malchus am chaylev. So the iso, the oichel achaylev was made aware clearly that this is chaylev and there's an oynish alachilos. And that's enough to make it asros vada, even though the oichel himself does not know if he's a bar chiyuve, if he's not a bar chiyuve, as long as the chevtze di isure is misbarer that this is a chevtze di isure, that's called asros vada. The Shav Shmaitze asks another kash. We're speaking about over here that we have, let's say, a ktano that is 12 years old. She did not bring shtei saris. Now, we have a suffix. What is she? She could be one of the two. Could be she's not an islandess. And she'll bring saris in a week. That's one way. She's not an islandess. Or it could be she's an islandess. Now, if she's not an islandess, so now she's a ketana. If she is an islandess, so now she's a gedoyla. That we're going to find out after 18 years, according to Rav. So, frag the Shav Shmaitze, let her ask a Rav, a Shaila now, between you and me, what do you think I am? Am I a ketane or am I an islandess? So the Rav has to tell her, statistically, there's a miut noshim which are islandess. So roiv noshim who do not bring saris by 12 years old, mistome, they're not islandess, roiv are not islandess. So mistome, you are ketane. Mistome, you are a ketane and, so she'll ask the Rav a second shaila. If I'm a ketane, am I allowed to eat chayla? So the Rav says, cotton oichel nevelis, in bezn mafrishin oisa. I wouldn't tell you it's a mishnas chaside, but I'll kaponim me iker adin. If she'll ask me, you'll me iker adin. There's roi that we can assume that you're a ketane. And, Meikah din, you're allowed to eat it. That is the case. So the Shav Shmaitze asks Akashe, say Bazoi, if the halacha is she's allowed to eat it, how can she get malchus? You can't get malchus on something that the psak is allowed to do. Now later we found out that she's from the miyut, and she is a nailness, she was a gdaila. But if you rely on roi, that's not called you did an avere, you'll have teisha chanuyis, moichis, bosa koshev, echad mecheres, bosa nevela, and so you ask the rov, you're allowed to eat it, the rov says, yeah, you're allowed to eat it, and you eat it, and you find that it's nevela, so it's nothing, you mean, you're allowed to be soimach on roi, even though later you find out it's nevela, I mean, you weren't even avere, you're allowed to rely on roi. This kasha, the Shmaitze asks. The Shmaitze, because of this kasha, says as follows. When we come to the Rav and we ask the Shaila that she's 12 years old and she doesn't have shtei saris, there's another suffix. Maybe you had shtei saris. Dilma noshru. That's a suffix. The Gemara says there is such a suffix. Dilma noshru. And this suffix is totally, if you hold suffix deraisa lechum, or you hold suffix deraisa lekula. But the suffix is a suffix, tuma noshu. So memele, the Shmaitze wants to be machiach from this taisfis, that taisfis holds suffix deraisa lechumre. And you have to declare, maybe you had saris and tuma noshu. So therefore, the Rav will tell her definitely you're not allowed to eat it. You're a Safik Doyla now. You're a Safik Doyla. So that is the halacha. So if the halacha is she's not permitted to eat it, mina teire, and later we find out that she was a Gdoyla, So then she gets Malkus. That is what the Shmaitzer says on this Toisvus, Nizmachich on this Toisvus, that Toisvus holds, Sofik di Araisa Lechumra. Let us go a little further in the Gemara. Oh, we have one more Toisvus. Eilenis l'rameya yehela knas. Now, there's a meiridike schwerkeit in the Gemara. We had here a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav was speaking about a ktano that when she was 18 years old, she bought Simonis Rises, Simonis Eilenis. She did not have Saris. So Rav said that she becomes a gedoyla from 12. After it's Nizbara that she's an Emes Eilenis, so by her the gadlus starts from Yud Beishonim. Shmuel said the gadlus starts from when it's Nizbara that she's an Eilenis, so that means when she's 18 years old, then she becomes a gedoyla. So you have a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, when she becomes a gedoyla. Now, the Gemara, Rav Yosef, asked Akasha and Rav, according to you that she becomes a gedoyla by 12, so lechayre from 12 to 12 and a half, she's a nara. So why did Rav Meir say that an islandist doesn't have knas? Why shouldn't she have knas from 12 to 12 and a half? She's a nara. The Gemara did not ask this kasha according to Shmuel. The kasha was only shver according to Rav. Is Kan Shoyel Aben the same kasha as according to Shmuel? What's the chiluk when she becomes? What's the chiluk when she becomes a gdol? She becomes a gdol by 12. She becomes a gdol by 18. But al kolponim, the first 6 months of godless is a naira. The later you become a boigris. Rove said, Abaye said, Teretz mikatnusa yotzus alaboga. Fine. Okay, that's Abaye's Teretz. By an islandist, there is no such transition period. First Naris and then Bogres. A islandist which becomes a gdola without Saris becomes immediately a Bogres. A person who becomes a godel with Saris, so then 2 Saris makes a godel, and then the ribui Saris makes a boigris, which is after 6 months. Good, that was a shtik teire that Abaye said, but before Abaye shtik teire, when Rav Yosef asked the kasha, so there's a tremendous problem over here. Why did he only ask the kasha on Rav, then ask the kasha on Shmuel? That's Taisvah's problem. So Taisvah says as follows, L'shmuel niche, kivin sheyemei katnes nimshochim ad yudches. According to Shmuel, she's a ktana till yudches. In Cain ain't can naris. So the Gemara understood very well there's no naris. The yemei naris heim b'shisha chadoshim hasmuchim l'shteim esrei k'shepoiskin oz yemei katnes. The Gemara understood, the Gemara knew that the yemei naris is the first 6 months after when she becomes, that means after the 12 years, hasmuchim l'shteim esrei. That means when she becomes 12 years old, then it starts naris. Till 12 years she's a ktane, she becomes 12, then there's 6 months of naris. But according to Shmuel, she becomes, her katnas ends when she's 18. The Gemara knew that if she was a ktane till 18, so then when she becomes a gedoyla, when she becomes a gedoyla, she won't become a nara. She'll become a bogres. That's the Gemara understood. So according to Shmuel, there's no shaila. Avol Rav, but Rav says she becomes a gedoyla from 12, yeila knas, shepoiskin bezoi shemektanis kamay bishal noshi. Now, this Taisvis is very unclear. Rab Chaim learns Pshat and Taisvis, Kipshutai. that the Tosfos is telling us a Meiradike Yesod in Hilchis Naris, that Naris is the first 6 months after 12 years. That's Naris. So, Zukt Rab Chaim, so what'll be the din? Rab Chaim asks a very pertinent question. So what'll be the din if a person, if let's say a Ketane brings Saris, no Simoni Srisis, she brings Saris when she's 14 years old. Zukt Rab Chaim should become a Bogris by 14. That's what Tosfos says. That's what Tosfos said over here. Tosfos said that the Gemara understood Naris is only the first 6 months after Ktanis of Yud Bei Shonim ended. So, and that's why according to Shmuel, the Ktanis was Nimshach till Yud Ches Shone, so Memele Shizicha Bogris, that the Gemara knew Poshet. Naris is only these first 6 months. So Reb Chaim is a problem on the Rambam. The Rambam says klar that if a person bring a ktana brings Saris when she's 14, so then there's 6 months of Naris, and then she becomes a bagras. So that's what Reb Chaim says. The Rambam is a problem. We can't learn like Tosfos. Now lemaise, all the achrayim ask this kasha. The Yashra Shakev is this kasha. He says, there's no one that's chaylik on the Rambam. Everyone holds like this. That's a dover poshet. There's no such thing that Nairis only has to be the first 6 months after Katnas of Yud Bei Shonim. If she becomes she's a ktana till 14 years, so she'll become a Naira then also. Zainish says that Tosfos also, I say over the lotion of the Chazainish, Kavonis HaTosfos, the Chol Shenasu Begadlis B'Seminaris, Yeshlem Vov Chadoshim. That means as follows. That means, if you become a gdoilo with simone naris, that means simone naris is shteisaris. So if you become a gdoilo with simone naris, so then you're a naira. It doesn't matter when this occurs. If you became a gdoilo with simone naris, but here we're speaking about according to none of them. She became a gedoyla with Simoni Naris. For Kel, she's 18 years old and she didn't bring Cyrus. So here the Gemara held that, so according to Shmuel, there's nothing more to talk about. She became a gedoyla without Simoni Naris by 18. She zicha doesn't become a naira. The Gemara held according to Rav, since she's becoming a gedoyla, right after the Ktanis of Yud Bei Shonim, so here the Gemara, she should become a Naira. This Al Kaponim is similar to most Gdoilis who are Naris. That means, that was the Havamin of the Gemara. That was the Havamin of the Gemara that even though she's become a Gdoila without Saris, but Al Kaponim, since she's becoming a gedoyla samuch l'shnas yud beis, so she should have a denaira. And the Gemara says it's wrong. It's not true. That fakert, the whole denaira is only if she becomes a gedoyla through simoni naris, according to rabbis. Amalei. So now this was Abayis Teretz. Amalei kol kihani mili mal yoso yis amru mishmoy. He said, that all these good things, he appreciated the Teretz of Abaye very well. Grad, the Ritva Bigzander was a different girsa, and then we'll understand this much better. Omalei Abaye, Omrim Mishimcha Miktaknusa Yotzes Olabagel. Abaye said, Rav Yosef, they say Bishimcha that from Katnus you become a boigres. So Rav Yosef said, this is a beautiful Teretz. I never said it. Abokol, Kihani, Mili, Mal Yosef. All these beautiful things, Yisamra, Mishmoy, Halavai, Taka, would have such a, it's a beautiful Teretz, Taka. I didn't think of it. Desanya, and he brought this up a Raisa that says like this. Ein hasoris nidoin ke ben soire umayre. Lafi she ein ben soire umayre nidoin ele bachsima zoken atachte. So the Braise says, asoris, which does not have havor saris, so asoris will not become a ben soire umayre. That means, you need, that's one of the, halachis of a ben soira moira. You need saras. The ein island is nidoinis kenara muroso. And an island is not nidoin kenara muroso. Shimikat nuso yotsu solabogo. Staten de bereis, that there's no dinara muroso shime katnusa yotzus ole bog. From katna she becomes a bogus. So lechayre, I didn't understand this gemara. Before, we had Rav Yosef understood as follows. Rav Yosef understood, according to Shmuel, he understood Mikatnusa Yotzasalabaga. A Taisvis explained it. Whatever Pshat is. Mikatnusa Yotzasalabaga. According to Shmuel, he understood it. According to Rav, he didn't understand it. He held, since she becomes a Gedolah Lamafrei, so she should be called an Ara. That was the Kash. What was the Teretz of Abaye? Abaye said, no, Afilo, according to Rav, also mikatnusa yotzu solabaga, even though she becomes a gdoila by 12. That means like this. Rav Yosef had a kasha and Rav am Rameya. Rav Meir said an islandist is no din knas. So yes, why not? According to you, there should be a din knas. She should become a naira as soon as she becomes 12. That was the kasha and Rav. That was Rav Yosef's kasha and Rav. And Abaye said that, no, I'm for Rav also. Mikatnusa yotzus olabaga. That means, according to Shmuel, everyone understood Mikatnusa yotzus olabaga, and according to Rav, it was Psashayla. That was the kasha and Rav. So what did Rav Yosef see in this baraisa? He found a baraisa. The Baraisa, it says, Vein Eilonis Nidoinis Kenara Muroso. She's not a Nara Muroso. She Mikatnusa Yotzus Olabogo. From Katna, she becomes a Boigra. So what do you see more in this Baraisa than in the Kashi Yestam Rameya? According to Rameya, Rameya said the same aloche. Rameya said that there's no Knas by an islandist. And you understood Mikatnusa Yotzus Olabogo according to Shmuel. You didn't understand it according to Rav. So where in this Baraisa does it say according to Rav? It's also Kasha and Rav. Why is Mikatnusa Yotzus Olabogo if she becomes a Gdoila by 12? So what does it say over here? Zbach Hashem, I found that Kivega for Takashi doesn't understand this Gemara. What did Rav Yosef see in this Baraisa more than the Kasha Yes Namrat? And then Rabbi Kivega asks another Kasha. Rabbi Kivega asks, he says, he has a Moiradike problem over here. What does the Baraisa say? L'choire, Anara Moroso is Nidin Beskila. So the Baraisa says, an islandess, he can never have a Nara Moroso because she doesn't become a Nara. Fine. What would be if she would become a nara? We wouldn't say this halacha. What would be if she would become a nara? So then there would be a dinara muros. But this is aschra sofik. Here it's aschra sofik. Because here the sofik is, you have to tell her that you're a nara muroso. That means a nara muroso, the skila. Like, it seems by a ktana not. By a nara, you have to tell her, you're a nara muroso, and there's a chiev skila. There's a chiev skila on a nara muroso. How do you know if she's a nara muroso? You don't know if she's a nara muroso. That means she didn't bring saris. If she's an islandess, she's a nara muroso. She's not an eyeless, she's not a nara merosa. So here the suffix is not only in the one who's over the aveira. Here the suffix is, do we have the chepze shel aveira? Here the suffix is this a nara merosa that's chayiv skila? The chayiv skila is by a nara merosa. By a boigris, by a ktana, there's no chiyav skila. So the whole chiyav skila is, you have to be a nara amuroso. So here there's a suffix in the chavtze di isure. So b'chlaut's not shayach a chiyav skila. That's Rabbi Kivege's kasha. Rabbi Kivege wants to say maybe the barais is going according to the mandiyoma that holds that tasro suffix shmoasro. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Rav Yosef Shaper Kamret V'chol Kihani Mili Mal Yosef. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Abo Simonei Soris V'aylanis U'ben Shmoyna Einoisin ben Maise Achihei ben Esrim. Lachire Rabbi Abo, if he says ben Esrim, either he's only speaking about a Soris, if he holds like Rabbi Elezer, he passes like Pesilo, that the Shir is a fulu by an Ekeva, also Esrim, he says Islandess over here. Amar Rabbi Abo, Simoni, when do we know Klo? If someone is a soris or an islandess, or when do we know klo, a ben shmoina, a person who was born in the eighth month, ein oisim behen maise, we cannot do a maise that we'll assume bebriris, that the gdoilim bar kayome, achiyu ben esrim. That means 20 years has to pass by, and then we'll know that the Soris and Islandess are Gedoilim, and we'll know that the Ben Shmoyne is a Baal Kayoma. Let us see Rashi. Simoni Soris Vailness and Eisen Bermeise Lachzikom Begedoilim, to be Marzik them that they're Gedoilim. Visorisim, that the Gedoilim and Sorisim, Achiu Bnei Esrim Vloi Heviu, and did not bring Shnei Saris. Umishneim also ad esrim mitzapim lam. We wait, we'll see if they're going to bring Saris or not. Im yaviyu, if they'll bring Saris when they're 14, areihem ktanim adachshem. So till 14, te ktanim. Im lo yaviyu, and if they will not bring Saris till 20, and they brought Simonis Rises, Gdoilim heim, the Pashas of Loshen Rashi means Gdoilim heim lemafreya. Then the Gdoilim lemafreya. And Poshet Rashi is going according to Rav. Uben ches, shenoilad leches chadoshim, ein oisin boi maise laharzikoi keven kayome. We will not do a maise to be marzikim leben kayome bishvil simoni. Kloima. Af al pi shegomru simone saroi vitsipurnov kshenoilot. That means that's the hemshech, it seems, of Avabo. Just like Avabo said, there was Simoni Srisis, there were Ihavo Asaris. But this does not spell out clearly, it's Avadai Soris and Avadai Godo till 20 years pass. So Avabo says the same thing, even though there was Gomru Simone Sarai Vitsiponov Chenoilot. That means if a Ben Ches Chadoshim was born, so a Ben Ches is, we'll see, is, if the a child does not become, either he becomes Nigmar Chodesh Ashvi, or he becomes Nigmar Chodesh Achi. Now, what happens if he's born Ben Ches Chadoshim? So we'll see. So we assume if he wasn't born B'Chodesh Hashvi, we assume L'Chayre he's supposed to be Nigma and Chodesh Hashvi, and he was born before his time, so he's allowed Bar Kayomet. Is Af Al Pi SheGomru Simonei Sarei V'Tziponav K'Shenoilot? Even though we see from the Saris and the Tziponayim, that it looks like that it's Gomru Sara v'Tzipona. Afilu Hochi Loimrinin Bar Kayomo Hu Vadai. And we'll see later. There's a svara to say if it was Gomru Sara v'Tzipona. So from looking, for observing on the baby, we see that the baby was completely nigma. The Saris, it seems these are the last in Yonim which become Nigmar. And if it's Nigmar Sarev Tziponim, that seems that the child was really a Ben Zayim. Why was he born in Ches? He came late, but he was already Nigmar B'Chodesh Hashvi. There is such a svara. Afilu hochi lo yemrinin b'kayomo hu vadai. I don't say he's avadai bar kayome. Atshihi ben eschim shone. That means till 20 years, I cannot assume that he's avadai bar kayome. Fragt die Gemara. Uben shmoina mikachai. It's a very interesting thing. You're telling me a halacha that a child who was born the 8th month, so if he lives 20 years, you know he's a Bar Kayama. There's no such thing. For Sanya, we learned, Ben Shmoina Areyu Ke'evin, if a child is born the 8th month, so it's Mukze. We assume Klo, it's not a live child, it's an Eifel, but also a Taltaloi. Avol ima yishoicha olov umenikosoi. No, the mother is mukhtin atimim etalto, but the mother is mainikim, but mea sakone, Rashi says here sakone shneim, aben veim, shlo yarbech, cholov adadim, v'tionis v'tomus. So, al koponim, we see klo, that we assume it's mukhtin, so by stois, it's not We assume bepshitis that the child is an eifel. And you're telling me it lives 20 years. If it can live 20 years, so we wouldn't assume that it's an eifel. So the Gemara says, Ochi b'may askinon, Avabo was speaking about Shegomru Simonov. We're speaking about that when it was born the 8th month, it's Gomru Simonov. We have already a hechoche that this is not an eifel. It's Gomru Simon, the Sanya. Eizehu ben Shmoina, ko shaloi kolu loi chadoshev. That is what the Tanakhama says. The Tanakhama is not nispoil Gomru Simonov, loi Gomru Simonov. That's a ben Shmoina. Rabbi Oimer, Simonim meichichim olov. The simonim will show if it's taka ben shmoine. Sarei v'tziponov shaloi gomru. That means not stamozei that he was born in the 8th month. That's a rai, it's a ben shmoine. Sarei v'tziponov shaloi gomru. Because you see that the gidol aseir and the tziponaim was not nigma. Taime de loigomru, ogomru amrinon, hai bar zayinu, this is a bar zayin, pishtohuye hudi ishtoi. And it's really a bar zayin. And why wasn't it born the seventh month? Ishtu Yehuda Ishtoi. Let us see Rashi. Taime de loy gomru, benichuse. Then I assume bevadois it's a ben shmoina chadosh metzmukze. Vishyuma de milsi. Ober, if it has gomru sara betzipono bar shibu. Uleshiva nigma ratzuros. And it was nigma taka de chaydish ashvi. Elo shenishta. V'chayim. So now can live. V'ashmi'in and Rabbi Abo. So fakel. So we had here, this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, that Rabbi said that if he has tzarov v'tziponov, so I assume it's a bar kayome. Naim teila in shehiyeh. V'ashmi'in and Rabbi Abo. Dafilu l'Rabbi. But Avadai ben Kayome, the child is not Avadai ben Kayome till he'll be 20 years old. So that's what the Chiddush of Rababo is. That means even though I have simonim which seem to show that it's not a neifum, but Lamaise, the Avadai not neifum is till chof. That is the Chiddush of Avabo, Alibi de Rabbi. So the Gemara asks, Elohoda Oved Rove Taisvo Uvde, Beisha Shaholach Bailo Limdines Hayom, Beishtai Atresa Yarchishat. A husband went away to Medines Hayom, and he didn't come back till 12 months. And after the 12th month, she had a child. Now, there's a big kasha over here. How could her husband went away a year ago, and she had a child a year later? V'achshere. And he was machshere. Kiman, how could you be machshere? Kiman kerebi. The omar mishtai. So l'chayre, rovet ha'svor, paskin like rebi. So what's the kasha? It's a machlekes Rebbe in the Chachomim. Rebbe said such a yesod. That means the Rebbe said, don't be nispoiled from when the child is born. That does not show that he was nigmar then. There's an inyan of ishtai. Could be that it was nigmar before him, and the lady somehow was not bismana. That was the chiddush of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, so he will also say the same thing. We'll say that, that what we see the child is born after 12 months does not mean that this is the ninth month. It could be it was Nigma 3 months ago when it was Ishtai. But there's a Machlekes Rabbi in the Chachamim. The Machlekes Rabbi in the Chachamim don't hold of this. The Chachamim say, you're not telling Ishtai. You say, from the lay, not telling ishtai. So, how could Rav Taisvo be matter this child? It's a sofik mamzer over here. So you say, Machan Rabbi, if the Chachamim Machil can Rabbi. Yeah. Keman ke Rabbi domo mishta. It's a das yochid. Rabbi Abo was just telling us aloha, fill according to Rebbe, to know 100% that it's a godel, that it's a bar kayoma, you need 20 years. So he's saying aloha according to Rebbe. But here to paskin like Rebbe alone, keman ke Rebbe doma mishtar. So the Gemara answers, given the Ike Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Omar Mishtai, Ike Rabbi Movat. Now there's another Yid that says Mishtai. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the Sanya Rabban Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shesho Lamed Yoim Ba'odom, Einei Neifo. That if it was alive 30 days, I could assume it's not a Neifo.
Let us see Rashi. Vishtai atreise yachi shate, shaloi chozo. He never came back. V'yol de'ishtai l'soif shnoso. Ach shrei rova, d'ksova mishta havlad, ach ha'gmal tzorose. V'za nishta gimel chadoshim. V'yamrin, and I don't assume l'acha, sh'olach bailon is abra meyach. His coach, so he said, no, it's not only Rebbe, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel. His coach, sh'o shloishim yoyim ba'odom, shechayo shloishim yoyim, coach, sh'o shloishim yoyim, that means long as live 30 days, ain't in Eifel. Afulu loy kolu loy chodshe ibo, damrinan l'shiva nigmaro tzorose, bishtai yachmini. So Memela, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds this. Lahochi nokat ba'odah. The ilu bepeim maktoni osam shmoine yomim shoh ve'in eifel. But by a behemoth, there's another shir. You don't need 30 days. 8 days is enough. We don't have time to learn Tosfos tonight, but I'll kolponim, there's a shrekelich problem over here. There's a problem. It seems Rove Tosfos, he had to pask like, he paskin like this Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel, so he made a tzarabim ready, so he said, Mech Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, Rav Abo had said that, according to Rebbe, even though Rebbe said a Sfor Vashtoi, but it's only, but you don't say this for sure, till 20 years pass by. Now, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, after 30 days, it's not a nafel, so it seems 30 days is enough. And the Gemara compares, Rav Shimon Gamliel with Rebbe, and now how does the shtimma to Gemara? And Rav Tosfos did not wait 20 years for the child. Rav Tosfos was matter the child. With the tziruf of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Dachsach Medarit for what I says, yes, this Kasha and Rashi. Dachsach Medarit for wants to say, I think, the Ritva wants to say, according to Rashi, it could be, that means that Rebbe also held that, and Rebbe said, Simonim Echichem Olof, that the Simonim is a raya, that it's not a nafel, but it's not a vadai not nafel. That means it's, you have a choches that it's not a nafel, but it's not a vadai. So, could be, I mean, the Rav Abo said, in order to be a vadai not nafel, you have to wait 20 years. So here, in order to say ishtai, see, the Ritva doesn't want to say that you stole the mother on the Cheskes Sadekis. Since she is a Cheskes Sadekis, so that will be Mitzuris. But Teichoche that lived for 30 days, so it's a Raya that it's not a Nefo, but we said it's not a Raya Brure. But here we have a Cheskes Sadekis that will become Mitzuris for the 30 days, and we say it has the Cheskes Sadekis will be Mevara, that it has the Din Vada Yishtai, and that's where the child is permitted to get married.